The newly reported patient, treated by Ravindra Gupta of University College London and his colleagues, had Hodgkin's lymphoma and underwent a stem cell transplant for this in 2016. As in Mr. Brown's case, the cell donor had inherited the protective mutation from both parents. 16 months later, as they describe in Nature, the patient's doctors withdrew the HIV-controlling drugs and watched. There was no resurgence of the virus, as would be usual if those drugs were withdrawn from any other HIV patient. Nor has there been any change in the patient's HIV status in the 18 months since the drug's withdrawal. In cases like this, the doctors are loath to use the word cured, since the future is unpredictable, and the mechanism involved serves only to break HIV's reproductive chain, not to purge the virus from the body entirely. They talk instead of patients being in remission. Nevertheless, the experience of the person who will probably come to be known as the London patient is important. It shows that Mr. Brown's case was not a fluke, which gives comfort to those working on the idea of editing protective mutations into stem cells drawn from people with HIV, and then returning the edited cells to the patient. This would avoid the risks of rejection that come with transplants from donors. Most researchers in the field are proceeding cautiously, testing their results on mice, and with some success. But this is an area that can encourage overreach. The gene-edited baby scandal, which happened in China late last year, was, according to those involved, an attempt to engineer the relevant mutation into people from birth. Such overreach aside, even if the editing of blood stem cells could be made to work reliably, transplanting them back into people would probably remain a rare procedure, for the methods used to kill a patient's existing bone marrow make such transplantation dangerous in and of itself. But it would at least be available as a treatment of last resort for those with forms of HIV that have developed resistance to drugs, and that would save some lives.